As the Wheel Turns.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke with the latest on the Chrysler-Fiat drama. It looks like their marriage could finally happen today. Yesterday, the Supreme Court rejected a challenge brought by pension funds and consumer groups, and a bankruptcy judge said, yes, Chrysler can terminate those 800 dealer franchises. Fiat shares are up more than 5% in Italy. European shares in general are up more than 2% this morning. Asian markets were way up today, especially Hong Kong. Commodities did very well there. Wall Street was mostly higher yesterday, especially the NASDAQ, up a full percent. Semiconductor stocks were strong. The Dow, though, lost a point and closed at 8,763. Oil prices are at a high for the year, above $71 a barrel in Europe this morning on hopes of economic recovery. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
Some sales statistics from the East have fueled the latest rise in the price of crude. New car sales in China jumped by 34% last month. That's reinforced a novel idea that Chinese consumers may help to power global economic revival. The market is also taking heart from slower rates of decline in the US and Europe, but analysts are stressing that traders are looking ahead. We're still not seeing an increase in actual demand for physical barrels of oil. Nick McGregor is with brokers Redmayne Bentley.
Investors effectively are really taking a bet on economic recovery, and they see oil as one of the major beneficiaries of any economic recovery as and when it comes.
Some analysts say that driven by this speculative momentum, the price of oil could hit $80 a barrel within a week. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
As America tries to wean itself from oil, there is a solar energy conference going on in Philadelphia. Today, a former CIA director talks about how much safer we'll be if we are energy independent. Reporter Joel Rose went to the conference and found some solar power companies are feeling anxious.
You might expect a trade show of solar panel makers and installers on the West Coast, but at a convention center in Philadelphia, the Mid-Atlantic location is no mistake, says Roan Resch, president of the Solar Energy Industries Association.
This region of the country is going to grow faster over the next 10 years than the state of California, and this will be the largest market for solar.
There are about 140 exhibitors here. They're all hoping to get a share of hundreds of millions of dollars in federal incentives for solar energy. But that money isn't flowing yet, and that's having some unintended consequences.
There's a slowdown in the marketplace, people basically waiting to see what the stimulus package is going to provide for them.
Mike Finicaro is the president of Schott Solar, a solar panel manufacturer based outside Boston.
There's a lot of people looking to plan for the future, but there's not a lot of short-term activity right now.
Finicaro says it could be next year before companies and consumers really start spending money on solar panels. And by then, some of these exhibitors may not be around. In Philadelphia, I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
The White House could issue new rules today on how bank executives can get paid. Treasury wants to give the Federal Reserve and the SEC greater power to set compensation guidelines. The administration is also preparing to announce new restrictions on bonuses at financial firms that got federal bailout money. Those rules would limit top executives to bonuses no greater than one-third of their annual salaries.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com. And by Superbrands, Brand Week's annual ranking of America's top 2,000 brands. You can Google Brand Week Superbrands for more information.
A new report out this morning shows Pentagon employees have gotten millions of dollars in free travel and lodging from outside groups that have an interest in shaping military policy. The travel records were analyzed by the watchdog group Center for Public Integrity, headed by Bill Buesenberg. Morning, Bill.
Good morning.
What's an example of an outside group picking up the travel tab?
Well, we have the deputy director of the group that actually allows foreign governments to buy our advanced weapon systems. So the Saudi Arabian government, which is the third largest purchaser of our weapon systems, they took him and his wife on an 8-day, first-class, all-expenses-paid trip to Saudi Arabia. It was worth about $24,000, And you would think that the government of Saudi Arabia got some of the things it wanted out of that, including a good relationship with this deputy director.
The Pentagon says it tries to avoid obvious conflicts of interest and that having these countries and companies pay for travel means the taxpayer doesn't have to.
Right. They use the reasoning that this is beneficial to the military because it saves money. Well, the total is something like $26 million. And that's not a huge amount of money, but what these groups are doing is buying relationships with people who buy things for the military. And these trips are to Rio and Rome and Venice and Paris and Honolulu and Las Vegas and Orlando and San Diego. It's a conflict of interest.
Are you advocating that the Pentagon pay for all its travel, conferences, meals, everything?
Well, there's a $500 billion a year budget in the Pentagon. You think they could pay for their own travel and not let these outside groups do it and create these relationships that are a problem.
So what happens next? Has the Pentagon responded to your report?
The Pentagon has said this is beneficial and all of these have been thoroughly vetted and approved. But I think there may be a reaction from Congress when this comes out. And the truth is, these have not been transparent. The Center for Public Integrity is about holding institutional power accountable through transparency. So we've made this a searchable database. It's all public. You can see all of these documents. And if the Pentagon has nothing to worry about, they should make this transparent and put it online so everybody can see it too.
Bill Buesenberg heads the Center for Public Integrity. Thank you.
Thank you.
Finally, Starbucks says it accidentally double-billed 1 million credit and debit card customers, but it didn't show up on the receipts customers got in the store, only on their account statements. A Starbucks spokesperson said the company corrected all the mistakes, adding that in a world of digital transactions, quote, consumers are accustomed to these kinds of things. Let us know what you've become accustomed to these days. Share your stories with us at marketplace.org. There you'll see, some whiteboard explanations of how this financial mess is going down and all kinds of stuff at marketplace.org. I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.